Chapter 5.
They come walking along a ridge above the farm, looking down over the main house with its many extensions and outbuildings, Jesus explaining about their plans to extend it further in the spring, talking about their wind power and solar panels and everything.
"You seem to be well organized in practical terms," the pastor says. "It's more the spiritual side of matters that prompted my, as you say, long overdue visit."
"Spiritual, Pastor?"
"You've shown me your wind turbines and your farm, your houses and your solar panels, your water tanks and your schoolhouse. But where," he stops and turns to JC, "where is your church?"
"Come on, Pastor," Jesus says, absentmindedly toying with a sprig of rosemary he's picked out the ground. "No disrespect. I'm sure you're, really into, whatever it is you do. But what do we want with the church?"
"Salvation, my son."
Jesus laughs. "Do you really think, and excuse my language in advance, that God gives a squirt of piss if you worship him or not?
I mean, it's like the Rolling Stones, okay? The Rolling Stones. On a Stones tour, there are hundreds of people on the road. Truck drivers, set designers, carpenters, electricians, caterers, guitar technicians, production people, personal assistants, humpers, teamsters, sound and lighting guys. Do you think Mick Jagger gives a shit whether or not the dude who helped carry a speaker onto the stage in Philadelphia, or the guy who picked up litter in London after the show, do you think Mick cares what that guy thinks about him?"
To say that is to try and make a mockery of everything I believe in."
"So, if you believe a bunch of shit, people aren't allowed to mock it?"
"One must respect the beliefs of others."
"Why?"
"Why?"
"Yeah, why should I respect your bunch of shit? Because you say so? Come on, if you really believe it, what do you care what I think?"
"The atheist,"
the pastor begins. "Are you out of your mind?" Jesus cuts back in. "Of course I'm not an atheist. I have kissed the face of God, Pastor, and
blasphemy.
And let me tell you, he'd kick your ass clean across the room for half the crap you believe."
"What crap would that be?"
The pastor, getting close to it now, his temper slipping. "You know what I like to do for fun sometimes, Pastor?" Jesus steps towards the man, controlling his own temper too now. The pastor, smelling something sweet and herbal from JC's clothes. "Flip that FM radio dial and listen in to some of the religious stations around here. Man, are there a lot of them, huh?" "You think I don't know who you are?" JC steps even closer to the pastor, who suddenly feels himself caught in the force field of a much greater personality. "I heard you on that asshole Lomax's show, coming down on gays, calling for violence on abortionists, arguing against abortion even in the case of rape. All that retarded stuff. What are you thinking, dude? Are you out of your mind? Don't you know God loves fags? You gotta get off of all of this hate and fear-mongering shit, because you are going to go straight to hell, buddy. You know what that little bastard does with people like you down there? False prophets and religious hypocrites? Dude, you will wind up peddling a 10-foot-long, cast-iron, barbed-wire-spiked dildo into your own ass for all fucking eternity."
"You,"
the pastor is saying, words choking in his throat, the rage coming thick now. "And trust me, that is not just a Baroque image, Pastor. That's the truth. I've seen it."
"You have built nothing but a palace of sin here."
"Yeah, well, feel free to take your miserable, hateful, repressed, vengeful, merciless, Christian rock-listening, homophobic, sexist fucking ass out of it anytime you like." The pastor finds himself breaking the law within seconds of leaving the estate, guilty of using a cellular telephone while in control of a motor vehicle. Scrolling through his address book with a trembling thumb, he comes to the number for his cousin Daniel.
Fuck Sheriff Ike.